Right to Kerrang Radio, it's me, Johnny Doom. It's day two of Download Festival, and it's not raining, which is good.
I know. We brought the good Southern California weather with us.
I'm here with Escape the Fate.
What up?
You've got Mr. Thrasher.
Hey, hey.
You've got...
Mr. Mabbit.
Yeah, Mr. Mabbit. And how are you guys feeling? Are you good?
Yeah.
I got some great sleep last night, actually.
Yeah.
And I took Cellucor HD, which has a little caffeine, a little taurine.
Did you get in today, though? Did you get in?
We got in like 6 days ago. We've been on a little UK run.
Yeah.
Surrounding Download.
Nice, nice. How's that been going?
It's been going great. The fans are... absolutely amazing.
Yeah, because your album's out at the moment, Hate Me.
Yep.
I've been playing a few tracks and been playing the video as well. I've got a little TV thing going on. But yeah, how's the album doing?
It's doing great. We're excited. We've been playing it. The fans have been reacting very, very well. Actually, last night we played a show in Norwich at the Waterfront.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was actually very interesting because I feel like that crowd specifically... was a newer crowd of the band. So I remember playing our last single, Alive, right? And the crowd went off. It just went off. Then we played one of our older songs, and it was like a bunch of people towards the back, like the older people, were going nuts, and the whole front of the crowd was like, what is this?
So yeah, so in a way, it's like the new stuff's transcended to the people.
Exactly.
It's crazy. This new record, Hate Me, it's off the hook, and like everyone's been gravitating towards it, saying it's one of the best Escape the Fate records ever, and we're really proud of it.
You did some fun video stuff as well, didn't you? Weren't you like criminals in it in the last video?
Yeah. We're like in Remember Every Scar.
That was it. Yeah,
it's thanks to Kerrang TV because they've been playing it a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, we essentially kick our own asses in the video.
Yeah. No, it is worth watching. If you haven't seen it, check it out.
I'm kicking my own ass. Do you mind?
I think last time I saw you guys here, it was 2 years ago on the second stage in the rain.
Yep.
Yes, I did. You're going to be playing later on the second stage.
4:30.
Hopefully it won't be raining because it really did tip down yesterday.
Yeah, we're playing with some awesome punk bands that I grew up listening to, like Anti-Flag.
Pennywise. That's
yeah,
be
it's
good.
Like those were. That was like the first thing that was close to my age after classic rock. I got into classic rock, blues.
Yeah,
and then for me it was punk rock.
There's always time for a bit of punk, a bit of energy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Also, obviously, Sabbath are going to be headlining tonight.
Yes.
They've announced their last final gigs.
Seven
I know they've said that before, but I think this time it is for real. You know, it is going to be the end because Tony's been ill.
Do you know if it's just Sabbath saying that or is it Ozzy?
I think Sabbath have got to kind of, they've got to put an end to it somewhere because, as I said, Tony Iommi's been ill, hasn't he?
Yeah.
And various things have been happening with Ozzy and the press, this, that, the other. I think it's just that time, and they're going to end it where they started it, in my hometown, Birmingham, as well, where they, came
That's
from.
That's amazing. Wow.
But, it's sad to lose them, isn't it? I mean, I'm sure you love Sabbath.
Absolutely blessed that we can be here to experience it, They're one of those bands.
This is going to be their final Download appearance tonight, so it's going to be quite iconic. You're going to watch it? You're going to be around?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is the final time that we will ever get to see them, because we don't live on the side of the ocean, So why would we leave early and miss our last chance to see Sabbath play?
Yeah, exactly.
Have you ever watched them?
No, I've never seen them play.
This is the first time for me, too.
It's my first and last opportunity.
Oh, it's always good. It's always good. They always bring it. But, good chatting to you guys. Good luck.
Thank you for having us.
You going to come back at all, like later in the year or early next year or something like that?
Yeah, yeah. We're planning on doing Australia towards the end of, the beginning of October.
Yeah, mid-October we're hitting Australia, and then probably the top of the year next year. It's like the fans treat us so well out here. They love Escape the Fate. It's like they go freaking nuts. It's different. I feel like people out here really, really appreciate music, and they appreciate the band.
We've got a good scene here. We have got a good scene in the UK.
Yes, you guys do. I might be buying a flat out here, so we can play here a little more often.
Excellent. Nice chatting to you. Have a good Download.
Awesome.
And see you again.